Just once again, noticing the contrast between movement and physical stillness, between standing and sitting. And bring to mind the image of somebody that you really care deeply about. Somebody that you would do anything to see that they flourish. Anything that you had in terms of material requisites or you'd be happy to share. If you knew that your time, what you could say or what you could do would help, you would just totally be there, you'd do that. And just tune in to what it feels like to be in relationship with somebody that you would do everything you have in your power to help, to see that this person flourishes. To have what they need. And physically safe, secure emotionally, know that they're cherished, valued, loved. And just when you think of this person, just think what it feels like to be so ready to give. And the kind of joy to have that kind of intimacy of caring, to care for a person in that way. You wouldn't hesitate. Now bring this same quality of caring to yourself. Wishing your own sense of safety, of health, of well-being, of emotional security to flourish. Absolutely there, not hesitating, no matter what. Can you let this quality of love in? A quality of love and care that you can easily give to somebody else. Can you let it in? Can you let your body soak it up? Can you let your heart trust? This is genuine. You let this nourishment go to the places of emotional need that didn't get what they needed when they needed it. and know that it's not wrong to have these feelings. There's not something insufficient about you that you have these feelings. But let the love in to acknowledge, to touch, to nourish, to soothe, to fill. Letting the love in, touching our world of relationships. The easeful ones, the complex ones, the painful ones. Letting love in, touching our aspiration to awaken out of suffering. Letting love in to the sum total of all that we are. The templates, personality, body, memories, our longing, our secrets, our history, our stories, our wounds, our strengths, our joys. Our flourishing, our hiding, letting the love in to touch everything. Recognizing in this space are a bunch of other people with bodies and hearts and minds and stories and personalities and templates and scary things and places of flourishing, places of accomplishment, places of wisdom, of tremendous depth. If we knew that our ability to let the love in for ourselves would mean that it made it easier for everyone else in the room to do the same. How would that change things? One of the greatest ways to repay a teacher is to put the teachings into practice, to let the love in. Thinking of Mark and what his practice has done to create this community, to support each person in this community, and thinking of all of the people who are in the community but not in the room right now. Your ability to let the love in is a positive statement of affirmation to your commitment to this community, to each other. To the land that supports us, to the world that surrounds us. Now changing gears from loving kindness to sharing of blessings, and just taking stock of the fact that the blessings of a day like today cannot be measured by the contents of our thoughts, but by the potential of what is offered to awaken. And when we share blessings with all beings, those near, those far, those we cherish, those we don't know, those who have harmed us, it's like taking a glass of water that can evaporate in the hot summer sun in the desert and pouring it in the ocean. The blessings are protected against the vicissitudes of changing mind states. And so I'd like to close with a little chant. Which is the sharing of the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha with the unseen beings. Yani da bodhani samagatani umani vayani vayataneke tatagetam eva manamusa pujita
Closing announcements. First, I'd like to thank everyone for taking time out of your busy life. It's really inspiring to me to see all these people here practice the Dhamma. And just a word about Dhamma, which is the Pali word for generosity. There's a bowl outside the Dhamma hall here, and if you feel inspired to give financially, 60% of that will go towards our venerable teacher, Amatanasati, and the other 40% will go to common ground and expenses. But I just want to make sure everybody remembers that your greatest gift is to actually receive this gift of this retreat, let the love in, as Amma so gracefully put it, let the gift of the retreat in, and let the gift of these teachings in, and put them into practice, because that is your, that is the best way to express your gratitude for the teachings. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.